To most seems like it's far, far away, but the day that it arrives will be too late to do what we can do, we can do today.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, once again, Alhamdulillah, we welcome you into today's silsila. Wa insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, today we are going to be discussing a subject relating to from illness to death. Why and why? Because remember that illness is also a great reminder that one day we all have to die. But before doing so, let us listen to a hadith pertaining to the blessings and rewards of sending durood and salawat upon our master, the coolness of our hearts and minds, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that on the day of Qiyamah, the closest person to me will be that individual who recited durood and salawat upon me in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, every act that a Muslim engages in, what is of utmost importance before even carrying out that act and deed, it is the intention and sincerity behind that particular deed that is being carried out. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that niyatul mu'min khayrun min amali, that the intention of a believer is better than his action. And the more good intentions that a Muslim makes is the more blessings and rewards that one will obtain from the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, let us make some good intentions that insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, I will sit and watch this silsila from the beginning to the end, only and only for the pleasure of my Khaliq and Creator, the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And also, another good intention that one can make is that whatever I learn today, I will do my level best to practice upon it. And I'll also convey its message to the others as well. As our Holy Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that, بَلِّغُوا أَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, that preach upon me, even if it is only one verse. Meaning, convey my message, even if it is only one verse. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, you know, the topic of discussion today is regarding illness, sickness. Why and why? Because every time that you go and visit a sick person, it is a reminder to you as well that today they are sick. Tomorrow, you could be sick. And the reality is that when you visit a sick person, you start appreciating even the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored you with in your own life. You start appreciating your health. You start appreciating the ni'mah and bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored you with. And at times, even the bounties that at times we belittle. You know, a simple process such as being able to go and answer the call of nature. And when you see a person that is critically ill and not even being able to stand up and conduct this simple act by themselves at times, it is indeed a great reminder that today is their turn. Today they are ill. And tomorrow you could be in the same position that they are in today. And dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, you know, sometimes when you receive news that there is a sick person in your community, you must make it your personal responsibility to go out and inquire about them. You know, sometimes you'll find that even in Muslim communities and societies, we receive news that a person is critically ill, and yet we make no attempt to go and visit them. By visiting them, it is that you'll be following a great sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And by visiting them, you will also, it will be a reminder to you as an individual. It will be a reminder for you to see the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored with. And it will be a reminder to you that death is a reality. And believe you me, when you visit a sick person, they really appreciate the fact that you have visited them. At times, yes, you might feel that this is a small act, this is a small deed. But believe you me, a person that is critically ill, a person that is laying down and sick, when they see a person that comes to come and visit them, they really appreciate it. And above all, when you visit a sick person, there is great rewards and blessings of visiting a sick person. In fact, as far as the deen of Islam is concerned, because remember, the religion of Islam is a religion that has huquq, rights of others. And among the rights of others, it is the haq of a sick person that you go and visit them. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has put it beautifully, and it is stated that حَقٌ لِلْمُسْلِمِ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ خَمْسٌ, that there are five rights of a Muslim upon another Muslim. Why not? Because remember, the deen of Islam is a religion of justice. You know, if there is any religion that has truly propagated the message and concept of justice, then that religion is the sweet religion of Islam. You know, Islam propagated and Islam promotes the rights of women. Islam promotes the rights of men. Islam promotes the rights of children. Islam promotes the rights of parents. Islam promotes the rights of daughters. So the beautiful religion of Islam is a deen that promotes the rights of others. Islam, there is no religion like the deen of Islam that has granted even a neighbor so much of rights like the deen of Islam. There is no deen that promotes the rights of others like the beautiful religion of Islam. Why and why? Because in Islam, you have huquq, you have rights that are huququllah, that are rights of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon His servant. And any shortcoming that comes from your side pertaining to huququllah, it is between you and your Creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are also a second category of huquq of rights, and these are referred to as huquq al-ibad, rights of a servant upon another servant. And huquq al-ibad, it is between you and that servant. You know, on the day of Qiyamah, in the mafhum of veneration, it is stated that a man will come in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this person will come with a pile of good deeds. But as he stands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be that that person in his lifetime, he took rights from certain people, he abused certain people, he oppressed certain people, and the same individual that came with a pile of good deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take away his good deeds, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give his good deeds to all the people that he oppressed in his life. Allahu Akbar. And when this person that came with a pile of good deeds, when his good deeds run out, and there is still a queue and a line of people that are awaiting for the justice, that are waiting for their insaf, that are waiting for their huquq and rights, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, take your bad deeds, take your gunas, and give it to him. Allahu Akbar. Imagine a person, an individual that came in the court of Allah with a pile of good deeds, and now he returns with a pile of gunas and sins. Why and why? Because he abused the rights and huquq of others in this world. Why and why? Because he took no care when it came to the rights of others in this world. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel that are sitting at home and watching this silsila today, this is a message for all of us to ponder upon. How many people's huquq and rights are we taking? How many of us as youngsters that your mother can point at you and say, that is my son, and my son has fulfilled all my rights? How many of us, even let alone our parents, how many of us that are married, our own wives in our houses, can say in public and say, you know what, this is my husband, and my husband is doing justice with me. This is my husband, and my husband has not oppressed me. My husband has not abused me. My husband has fulfilled my huquq and rights. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, at times, those that have people that work for them, you'll find that because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored you with some power, Allah has favored you with the ni'mah of wealth, you'll find that they start oppressing and abusing and insulting those that work under them. What answer shall you give in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Remember that in this world, you may have all power to abuse others, but the reality is that on the day of Qiyamah, you have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the people that you oppressed in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take their huquq and rights from you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell them to take away your good deeds. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that if there is any person that we have abused, if there is any person that we have taken their huquq and rights, we should go back to them, apologize, ask for forgiveness. And if we took anything from them, give it back to them. If we oppress them in any way, ask for forgiveness. And dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, going back to the topic of discussion, which is illness to death, at times you will find that even when a person is critically ill, we don't go and visit. And the reasons that we give are lame excuses. Excuses such as, I do not want to go and see him. Why and why? Because when he was healthy, when I was sick, he never came to come and visit me. Or at times, we use lame excuses because of some argument, because of some dispute that we had in this worldly life. Even in that state whereby a person is critically ill, even in that condition as well, we don't go and visit them. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, at times, even in Muslim communities, you'll find that people go ill, and at times, they die in their houses in the state of loneliness. They die in their houses in a condition and state whereby there is no one there for them. And people only come to find out once they start receiving the bad smell that comes from their corpse. Allahu Akbar. They die in loneliness. They get ill. And after illness, they die. And there is no one that even comes to come and see. And you'll find that at times, weeks go by after they die, and no one comes to the house. And these are realities, dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel. And what we have to understand is that there are huquq, there are rights of a Muslim upon another Muslim. And among that rights, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that the rights of a Muslim upon another Muslim, among them, the first right is that حَقٌ لِلْمُسْلِمِ عَلَى الْمُسْلِمِ خَمْسٌ. There are five rights of a Muslim upon another Muslim. And the first right is that رَدُّ السَّلَامِ. That when your Muslim brother gives you salam, you have to respond to that salam. When your Muslim brother greets you, when they give salam to you, when they say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, it is their haq and right upon you as a Muslim for you to respond to them. Today, sadly, in most of the communities, even when people give salam, when people greet us, at times we look at their social status. Based on the social status, then do we reply. But if a person is from a lower background, nor do we greet them, and nor do we respond to their salams. You know, there is a beautiful hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whereby he has stated that among the signs of Qiyamah is that a man will only greet the people that he knows. And also, today in our communities and societies, you'll find that there is no more love in communities. Everyone is asking that there is no more love in communities. There is no more love in our families. There is no more mahabba in society. The reason is that we have neglected this right of others. We have neglected this haq of giving salam to one another. As the Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated beautifully that if you want to love each other, if you want to increase that love in a community, if you want to increase that love in a society, and in the mafhum of the hadith, our beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that spread salam among each other, greet one another, subhanallah. So this is a haq of a Muslim upon another Muslim. The first haq is that raddu salam. When your Muslim brother greets you, you must respond to the salam. And then the second right of a Muslim upon another Muslim. And remember, this is a hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this hadith is an authentic hadith that the narrators of hadith has regarded as a sahih hadith. And the second right that is mentioned in this hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam states that wa'iyadatul mariz, to visit the sick person, to visit the sick people, subhanallah. Meaning, when there is a sick person in your community, we should make sure that we go and visit them. And the third right and haq of a Muslim upon another Muslim, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that to follow the janazah salah. Meaning, when you receive news that there is a deceased person in a community, it is the right and haq upon the deceased that you join the janazah salah, that you perform the janazah salah. And sadly, in our Muslim communities today, you'll find that even family members do not attend janazah salah of family members that are from a lower class. Even when we receive news of a janazah salah, when we receive news that there is a person that is deceased in our communities, we first verify and we first want to understand their social status. If their social status is high status, then only we attend their janazah salahs. But not forgetting, when we forget that it is the right, it is the haq of a Muslim upon another Muslim, that when a person passes away, it is their haq that you attend their janazah salah. And then another right of a Muslim upon the Muslim, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated, wa ijabatu da'wa, to accept invitation. When a Muslim brother gives you invitation, when they give you da'wa, when they invite you to a gathering, when they invite you to a wedding, when they give you an invitation, it is their right upon you that you honor that particular invitation by going for the invite. And then the last right of a Muslim upon another Muslim, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that when your Muslim brother sneezes, it is their right upon you to reply. Isn't this such a minor act? But subhanallah, look at how the deen of Islam has left no stone untouched when it comes to the concept of true justice. Subhanallah, as I mentioned earlier, that there is no religion in the world that propagates the message of justice, that propagates the message of insaf, that propagates the message of huquq, that propagates the message of rights of others, like the beautiful and seed deen of Islam. And among the rights of a Muslim upon another Muslim is that when your Muslim brother sneezes, you must reply to their sneezing. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Adami Channel, these are some of the blessed, the rights and huquq of the Muslim. And in this narration of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the second right of a Muslim upon another Muslim that is being mentioned is that when your Muslim brother is sick, you should go and visit them. And sadly, in our communities today, the sunnah has been neglected. The reality is that we sit and discuss and debate major issues of the deen. But the reality is that we have neglected the basics of our religion. We have neglected the basic principles of our religion. And by following these basic principles of our deen, you'll find that there will be so much love in society. There will be so much mahabba in a Muslim community. There will be so much good in that particular community. You know, on one occasion, in the mafhum of veneration, it is stated that one day after salah, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stands up and he says to the sahaba ikram that man asbaha minkum al-yawma sa'iman. He says to the sahaba ikram that, oh my companions, whom among you is fasting today? Subhanallah. Remember, the sahaba ikram, they were students and they received their direct tarbiyah. They received their direct teaching from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Their ustad and teacher was Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says to the sahaba ikram that, man asbaha minkum al-yawma sa'iman. He says, oh my sahaba ikram, whom among you is fasting today? And stated that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, ana ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then our beloved Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the mafhum of the narration, he asks the second question as to, from among you, who fed the poor people today? Once again, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu lifts his hand up and he says, ana ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that, man asbaha minkum al-yawma, whom from whom among you today went out to visit a sick person today? Allahu Akbar. Once again, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, once again, he picks his hand up and he says, ana ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks another question and he says, oh my companions, from among you, who attended a janazah salah today? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq lifts his hand up and he says, ana ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, yes, I ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, all these questions that our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking the sahaba ikram, these are basic questions. These are basic principles of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are deeds that are beyond achievable. These are deeds that each and every one of us can be able to achieve. Abu Bakr Siddiq had achieved each of it. And he says, ana ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the mafhum of the narration, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to the sahaba ikram that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never join all these qualities in one person, and that individual is not from among the people of paradise. Subhanallah. So by following these basic principles of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this assures us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us success in this world and success in the akhirah as well. So dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, these are matters for us to ponder upon. Visiting the sick looks like a minor act or a small deed in our own observation. But believe you me, If a person, the person that is critically ill, as I have mentioned earlier into the silsila, that they really appreciate it. Ask a person that has been ill and placed in the hospital, and in the hospital, while they were in the hospital, so other people's family members, so other people's friends, so other people's community members coming to come and visit them, while those that have no one to come and visit them, while observing and seeing others, it really brings pain. And especially a parent that knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had favored him with sons and daughters, and when he is seen ill, or when she is ill, and none of the children come and visit, it is really painful. It is really emotionally painful. You know, there are some cases, even within the Muslim communities, whereby you will find that the same mother that gave birth to that son, the same mother that gave birth to that daughter, they become ill and sick. Days go by, and not even a single person comes to come and visit. Their own children do not even a small act of only sending a message to say, "Oh, Ammi Jan, oh my mother, how are you doing? Oh, Abba, oh my father, how are you doing?" Even that as well, some people, because of being engrossed and so occupied in this world, even to send a simple message, it becomes beyond impossible for them. It becomes an act or something that is beyond their reach. Their listeners and viewers of Fatim channel, it is emotionally very painful to a mother. It is painful to any human being. Whereby you have family members, you have children that do not come and visit you in the state of your illness. And also, in some of the Muslim communities, even blood brothers, you'll find that when one brother is ill, his own brother does not come and visit. And when he asked why, as to why is he not visiting, they give excuses such as, "You know what, me and my brother were not in talking conditions. Or based on some worldly issues, there was a dispute, there was an argument, and the two brothers cut ties from one another. They stopped talking to each other. And even when he receives news that his own brother is critically ill, his own brother is in a state of sakarat, his own brother is living the last moment of his life, even in such state and condition too, the other brother will say, "No, I am not going to go and visit them. Let him die. I have nothing to worry about." Allahu Akbar. Dear listeners and viewers of Fatim channel, these are realities that are happening in Muslim communities. These are realities that are happening in our societies. Disputes, argument should not be reason and a cause of separation. Why and why? Because a true Muslim never cuts ties. A true Muslim never gets ties. That is why you'll find that we, the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Alhamdulillah, among our beliefs is that even after a person makes his physical demise, after a person passes away from this world, it is our belief and aqidah of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah that if a person's physical demise takes place from this world, if a person passes away, it is not the end, but rather it is a beginning of their next journey. It is a beginning of their next journey. It is just al-intiqal. They have just moved from one location to another location. And the reality is that it is our belief that we are still connected to them. That is why you'll find the Sunni Muslim that with belief and aqidah, he says, "Ya Ghawse Azam al-Madad." You'll find the Sunni Muslim that says that, "Ya Baba Farid Ganti Shakar al-Madad." Why and why? Because it is our belief and aqidah that although their physical demise has taken place, we are still connected to them. So a Sunni Muslim never cuts ties, but rather a Sunni Muslim is he who joins ties. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all ability that when we receive news that there is a sick person in our community, we should be the first to go and visit. We should be the first to go and inquire about them. And we should do so only and only for the pleasure of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
To most seems like it's far, far away, but the day that it arrives will be too late to do what we can do today.